Territorian Brian Ahrens has found himself $10,000 better off after hooking a million-dollar fish, Season 6 red-tagged barramundi. Now, it happened on Friday morning, but he had to fight off a crocodile to win the money, and he joins us on the line this morning. How are you, Brian?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Just started work. Actually, I'm just sitting on a boat heading out past Fort Hill Wharf.
Oh, really? Oh, what do you do for work?
Yeah, for work, yeah. I'm on a pilot vessel.
Oh, wow. Lovely.
Okay, all right. So you're out on the water all the time then?
Yes, I am at this stage, yes.
Tell us how you're feeling, though, after reeling in a $10,000 tagged barra whilst fighting off a crocodile.
I'm feeling pretty happy.
Yeah, I betcha.
I got the feed and the crocodile didn't.
That's right. I mean, tell us how it happened. Where were you fishing?
I was out in the Mary River, the Bridge Lagoon, as the people call it.
Yeah?
Bridge Lagoon. It's the only place I fish in the Territory the last 12 years.
And why is that?
I just like the area. It's a nice little river system out there. Get out of the boat and have, walk around. It's all sand. The Mary River Wilderness Lodge is a favourite of ours too, so we get out there and stay there and camp out there with the family all the time. It's just a nice little spot, quiet.
Lovely.
Don't see much traffic.
So it was a 68-centimetre barra, right, with a 2-metre saltwater crocodile in hot pursuit. What was going through your mind when that was happening?
Oh, you're talking the crocodile up a little bit. It wasn't quite that big. But
you can make it as big as you want, Brian.
Well, it's getting, as the story goes along, it'll get bigger, that's for sure.
But you were there fishing by yourself, weren't you?
Yeah, always, yeah. Whenever I get the chance not to have the family and the kids in the boat, I'll take the opportunity to go out there and by myself.
So how did you distract the salty? How did you get the fish in without the salty taking it away?
He was wanting to have a bit of a go and was having a go at the same time as I was trying to get the cast net from its stowed position, with the cast net, the bloody landing net, and all in one motion, so to speak, pulled the net out and slammed it down at the crocodile, between the crocodile and the fish, and convinced him otherwise not to have the fish and let me get it.
And how long was it before you realised that it had a red tag, the barra?
Well, once I got it into the boat, I just grabbed the line to lift it out of the, get it out of the landing net, the line broke. And pulled it out with the fingers, and on the other side of the barra there was two tags.
Wow. So what went through your mind when you saw the tag? Did you think, gosh, it could be $1 million?
It could have been $1 million. That's what I just sat there and thought, that, wow, I'm a very lucky individual here, and I've got no one to
share it with.
With me to savour the moment.
And did you head back straight to the boat ramp straight away?
Oh, I sat there for a little while and happened to have a light refreshment in the vessel, so I just downed that, and I weren't too sure of the rules and all that sort of stuff, so there's no phone service or anything down where we were, or a tiny little bit, but rarely, and so loaded up and back to the boat ramp, put the boat back on the trailer and back to Humpty Doo, and got the missus to pull up the information.
And so then you made the phone call, and now you're $10,000 better off. How do you plan on spending that money?
I'm seriously thinking about a heli tour for the family. I've always wanted to do over the wetlands in a helicopter, and even better, they land you down somewhere nice to have a fish.
They do.
Beautiful.
Look, I've done that personally, and it's an experience that you'll never forget, and especially if you share it with your family, it'll be even better.
It sounded very good. And apparently they've got a deal on at the moment too, where if you happen to get a tag barra, they'll match it.
Okay.
Was telling us,
that's a great incentive.
Going around.
Oh, well, look, Brian Ahrens, congratulations. Pulling in another tagged barramundi as part of the $1 million fish competition. Very, very happy for you indeed.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Let you get back to the pilot boat out on Darwin Harbour this morning at Mix 104.9.